This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So happy to be here, as always. Happy to be here. Happy to see you from all around the world, including I'm now seeing Japan in the chat, and of course, Brazil, and lots of the US and Europe, and all of us from all over. So welcome, everyone. We have a couple hundred people here today. So nice to practice in community. And if you're listening to this later, you will be in sort of like ongoing virtual community with us. We're here to practice mindfulness, which I usually say is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So it's how do we live more in the present moment? How do we live in a way that's connected, find a place of ease and well-being even amidst the changing nature of this world, all the ups and downs and all the difficulties that, of course, every one of us is facing? How do we find, what tools can we use? And mindfulness is one of them, to help us come back to center, to not be so taken away by our thoughts and our emotions, and return us home to ourselves so that we have the capacity to handle whatever it is that life brings. That's one way of talking about why we might practice. So today we're going to do some basic mindfulness practice, and then I want to revisit a little bit more the New Year's visioning. It's, you know, the end of January, so we still have time to think about the year. And I did a short thing last week, and I'd like to do a bit of a longer reflection process this week. So with that all being said, I invite you to get comfortable, find a posture that is where you can be at ease with an upright back, if that is possible. Not everybody can sit upright, so take care of yourself. If you need to lie down, that's fine. Some of us are on chairs, cushions, on the floor. Some of us are on a couch, bed, wherever you are. Just find a posture that you can sustain for these next 30 minutes. Your hands can be resting wherever they're comfortable. Your eyes can be closed. Many people do, but you don't have to. If you want to leave them open, might leave them looking sort of downward so you're not too distracted. And we can begin by taking a few deep, slower breaths. We take these breaths to help us arrive and slow down. And transition some from the activity of whatever it took to get here, or whatever is on your mind, into this place of presence and awareness and connection with ourselves. So taking some breaths, allowing a gentle and natural settling process to happen. Can feel our feet on the ground, wherever your feet are connected to, maybe your body being cradled by the chair, couch, bed. And just feel that connection to the support. So your body is resting and being held up by something that is supporting you. So feel the touch, the heaviness, the pressure, warmth. And take another deep breath to soften into this. And really let yourself feel the sensation of being held. Held up. Held just in general. You might imagine the earth below us, which is holding up everything. You have a sense of the ground as you touch your feet to the floor, the ground beneath you, the earth supporting you. Some people imagine like a mountain of strength and support that you are sitting within. Just breathing and softening and feeling the support of our earth. You might notice anything else that's obvious to you right now, such as how you're feeling. Maybe there's some emotion that's present here for you. Some thoughts that are repeating themselves, or maybe it's just a kind of sense or feeling, or feeling sleepy, I'm feeling hungry. Just what is here for you right now? What is true? And see if you can let whatever is here be here. We can bring our awareness, our present moment attention to whatever is happening, making lots of space, just letting us be exactly as we are. Now let's turn our attention to sounds around us, the sounds as they come and go, sounds in the room or outside the room. Listening to the sounds as if you were listening to your favorite music, letting it come and go without getting lost in a story about the sounds, just listening. And now bringing your attention into your body, feeling your breath moving through your body, the rising and falling of your abdomen or chest, the air moving through your nose, in, out, tingling warmth, coolness. It's helpful to have something to focus on as we do this meditation. So it can be your breath in your abdomen as it rises and falls, or your breath in your chest as it expands and contracts, or some of you notice it in your nose, tingling warmth, coolness. Or if you enjoyed listening to the sounds, welcome to do that. Just something, some area to put your attention on to help create some stability of mind. Most of the time our minds are wandering away in all sorts of directions, thinking, planning, remembering, imagining, worrying. It helps to have something to focus on, to return to when your mind wanders away. So find this place for you now. And let's notice breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next breath begins. As you do this, your attention may wander. You may start thinking about all sorts of other things. This is completely normal. When you notice this happening, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then redirect your attention right back to whatever it is you are focusing on. We do this again and again, coming back and back again and again. Other things may happen, and they can just stay in the background if they're not really obvious. It might be some body sensation or emotion or sounds in the background. But if they become very obvious, turn your attention to it. Let go of your main focus and notice whatever it is. Feel it, sense it, notice it. And then come back to your focus. For those of you with more experience, you know you might practice a more open awareness, letting things come and go and just being present without necessarily having a main focus. Or you might turn your attention to the awareness itself. Who is noticing? Who is aware? So let's practice in silence now for the next little bit of time, like about 10 minutes. As you continue meditating, if you want to, you can join me in a reflection on the new year and then last year. And if you don't want to, feel free to just keep going as you're going. Just noticing how we're feeling at this point in the meditation, what's happening inside ourselves. So as you reflect on the year that ended, and I know we're probably all pretty grateful it's over in many ways, but is there anything that you can celebrate? Is there anything that, in spite of the hardship, is there anything that you feel proud of, joyful about, celebratory, or even just like, okay, that went well for me? We'll see what comes to mind, and it certainly can be more than one thing. It could be many things, so it might just be one thing, it might not be anything. See what comes to mind. And pick something, and how does it feel as you think back about that thing you're celebrating? How does that feel inside you right now when you think about it? Maybe there's a sense of joy or pride or relief. You might be happy about just getting through something that was hard. Just let yourself feel the goodness of what it is you're celebrating. And what supported you to make this happen? How did you make this happen, this thing you're celebrating? What supported you? What did you do? Maybe appreciate yourself for the support you got or the work you put into something. Or maybe it was just your attitude was different with something. You handled something better than you ever imagined you would. And now, is there something that was an obstacle for you this year? Maybe many things were obstacles. Not to dwell in it, but just to acknowledge that, oh yes, this was hard or that was hard. And what did you do to help yourself through this obstacle this year? And if it's still current, what do you need to support yourself? And notice how you're feeling, reflecting on this. As we move towards, well, we're already in 2022, but as we move through this year, starting now, is there anything I need to let go of? Anything it's time to say, I'm done with this, or this is over, or I need to move on? What do I need to let go of, if anything? And knowing all of this that we just reflected on, What do I want for this year in 2022? What's my vision or desire? What do I want to see come to be? And you might have a larger vision for the world. And please let that be a part of this. But also make sure a personal vision, something that I want for myself this year. It does not have to be a big deal. It could be something small. Something that's important to me for this year. And what support do I need to make this happen? How can I make this happen? Maybe I can use what I used last year. And lastly, imagine that this is accomplished, that your vision, your hope for yourself and for the world, if you've done that too, that it becomes manifest. What does it look like, feel like? Just imagine for a moment that by the end of this year or next year, you're reflecting back and you're celebrating that this happened. So what is it like? How does that feel inside you? Notice how you're feeling, letting whatever is here be here. Oops, one last question. What's one thing I can do this week to make it real, to make it happen? So notice how you're feeling as we bring the meditation to a close, and let's hold each other's visions. We don't know what they are right now, but let's imagine that all of the goodness that is coming from this whole group of people who are here and the people in the future are listening to that all of this becomes realized, that our visions and hopes and desires for ourselves and for the world become realized. And we create more compassion, more self-care, more kindness for all of us and for all beings everywhere. So take a breath, feel your feet on the ground, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you, everybody. And if you feel like it, if you want to put into the chat something that you're envisioning for the future, for yourself, for the world, go for it. It'd be fun to see. If you don't want to, absolutely not. Don't have to. And just a couple of announcements while you're doing that is that the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center has all sorts of classes, events, and programs. We have a lot coming up in January and February, day-longs and classes. So please feel free to check out our website, which they will post. It's uclahealth.org/mark. And I'm here next week. Allison comes the first of the month, Allison Pimentel. And what else can I say? Okay, I'll stay around for about 10 minutes when we're done if anybody wants to talk to me more informally and we just have questions or we have a little chat at the end. So you're welcome to stay. And I'm just looking at all of the chats and I'm seeing some really lovely things that people have more fun. Love, inward and outward, consistency, self-care. Somebody becomes the governor, more structured days, peace, tranquility, beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.